Going south it is, the question. Which South American country was formerly known as Dutch Guiana? Was it A, Suriname?
Imagine a cap that could make us smarter and more creative. Professor Alan Snyder at the University of Sydney is developing just such a device. He thinks we all have hidden talents, but we have trouble tapping into them. His research is in its early stages. The idea is to switch off parts of the brain to help unlock the genius that lies dormant.
The two things that drive me, I'm passionate about understanding the architecture of thought. Why are we wired up the way we are? Not how we are wired up, but what is the master plan, the architectural plan? And the second thing, of course, I'm fascinated by wanting to have a true vision of the world. I mean, we make hypotheses of what is out there. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to see what really is out there? A world of stripped of prejudice, a world where, if you wish, temporarily see the things the way they are.
He's working on a device that's based on research into savants who have extraordinary talents as well as severe mental disability. They appear as if one part of the brain has been subdued so that the other can be more dominant. The aim is to make a thinking cap that could unleash creativity when it was needed, such as when we're tired or under pressure and lack inspiration. The cap uses tiny magnets to change the process in which we think. Tests have shown that it can improve artistic and mathematical ability by turning off part of the brain that controls our innate view of the world. The magnets let the brain experience raw sensory information, untainted by preconceptions, just as a child might see the world. Researchers think that this technique, known as transcranial magnetic stimulation, could also be useful in treating depression. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.